Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, April 7th, Happy Resurrection Day. On the second Sunday of the Easter season, we are continuing on in John's Gospel and then in Proverbs chapter 7. In John's Gospel, chapter 3, starting in verse 22, we learn about John the Baptist and his testimony about Jesus. After this, Jesus and his disciples went out into the Judean countryside, where he spent some time with them and baptized. Now John was also baptizing at Aenon near Salim, because there was plenty of water, and people were constantly coming to be baptized. This was before John was put in prison. An argument developed between some of John's disciples and a certain Jew over a matter of ceremonial washing. They came to John and said to him, "Rabbi, that man who was with you on the other side of the Jordan, the one you testified about, well, he is baptizing and everyone is going to him." To this, John replied, "A man can receive only what is given him from heaven. You yourselves can testify that I said, 'I am not the Christ, but am sent ahead of him.' The bride belongs to the bridegroom. The friend who attends the bridegroom waits and listens for him and is full of joy when he hears the bridegroom's voice. That joy is mine, and it is now complete. He must become greater, I must become less. The one who comes from above is above all. The one who is from the earth belongs to the earth and speaks as one from the earth. The one who comes from heaven is above all. He testifies to what he has seen and heard, but no one accepts his testimony. The man who has accepted it has certified that God is truthful. For the one whom God had sent speaks the word of God. For God gives the Spirit without limit. The Father loves the Son and has placed everything in his hands. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on him." I don't know if you're like me, but John's a little hard to follow here, so I want to back up a little bit and say, what are you saying, John? What John is telling us is that he's not the Christ. He said that before, but he came ahead of the Christ, or as he calls him, the bridegroom. And he is one of the bridegroom's attendants, and he is full of joy because Jesus has come. Verse 30 is awesome. He says, "He must become greater, I must become less." And this is a verse that we can all take to heart. Then in verse 31, he talks about that Jesus has come from above. He's an earthly being, but Jesus is a heavenly being. He's a man, but he is also God. Verses 34 through 36 remind us that God sent Jesus to speak his words, and that the Father loves the Son and has placed everything in his hands. Finally, in verse 36, there's a very clear message. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on him. And so this message turns us to prayer, praying for those who do not yet believe in the Lord Jesus. He does not desire that any perish. And so, Lord, we pray today for those that are on our prayer list that do not yet call you their Father. We pray for those who do not understand Jesus as Lord. And we pray that we might see healed relationships with you and with families. We pray that we might see our church flourish with new believers. And we pray for the global church that you might do a great work in us and use us as weak vessels to proclaim that you are great. Okay, let's move over to the Proverbs. Today we're still talking about the adulterous woman in chapter 7. And we're going to read the whole chapter today. "My son, keep my words and store up my commands within you. Keep my commands and you will live. Guard my teaching as the apple of your eye. Bind them to your fingers. write them on the tablet of your heart. Say to wisdom, you are my sister, and call understanding your kinsman. They will keep you from the adulteress, from the wayward wife with her seductive words. At the window of my house, I looked out through the lattice. I saw among the simple, I noticed among the young men, a youth who lacked judgment. He was going down the street near her corner, walking along in the direction of her house. At twilight, as the day was fading, as the dark of night set in, then out came a woman to meet him, dressed like a prostitute and with crafty intent. She is loud and defiant. Her feet never stay at home. Now in the street, now in the square, in every corner she lurks. She took hold of him and kissed him with a brazen face. She said, I have fellowship offerings at home. Today I fulfill my vows. So I came out to meet you. I looked for you and have found you. I have covered my bed with colored linens from Egypt. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Come, let's drink deep of love till morning. Let's enjoy ourselves with love. My husband is not at home. He has gone on a long journey. He took his purse filled with money and will not be home till full moon. With persuasive words, she led him astray. She seduced him with her smooth talk. All at once, he followed her like an ox going to the slaughter, like a deer stepping into a noose, till an arrow pierces his liver, like a bird darting into a snare, little knowing it will cost him his life. Now then, my sons, listen to me. Pay attention to what I say. Do not let your heart turn to her ways or stray into her paths. Many are the victims she has brought down. Her slain are a mighty throng. Her house is a highway to the grave, leading down to the chambers of death. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Here in the book of Proverbs, we see two different paths. We see two different types of company. The company of the wise, wisdom as our sister that calls us into understanding, and then the company of the wayward and the unrighteous, which leads to death. My prayer for us today is that the Lord would continue to help us guard his teachings as the apple of our eye. Will you pray with me? Father, we love you. We're so unworthy, and yet we want to bless your holy name. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the resurrection hope that we share, this blessed assurance that Jesus is ours. We can never deserve your love or your forgiveness, and yet you have freely bestowed it upon us, and we're so grateful. We pray, Lord, like John, that Jesus would become greater and we would become lesser. We also pray, Lord, knowing that anything good in us is from heaven. And so we thank you for helping us as we seek to be a light in this world. We pray for our brothers and sisters, our cousins, our friends, our neighbors, those that are on our prayer list that do not call you Lord. We ask, Lord, that you would continue to do a mighty work in their lives. Help us to seek out wisdom, to call it our sister, call it our kinsman, and help us, Lord, not to take the way of unrighteousness. Help us to have judgment and discretion. We love you, Lord, and we pray all of this in your holy name. Amen.